The political deadlock in Thailand continued Tuesday as Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat claimed victory, while the opposition reiterated its demand that he resign or face continued protests. Mr. Thaksin appeared on Thai television Monday night and proposed that an independent commission be named to find solutions to the confrontation. He says if the commission recommended he resign, he would do so immediately, adding that he is open to any option that will end the political crisis. However, the Prime Minister also indicated that any solution must also satisfy the 16 million Thais, or 57% of the voters, who cast ballots for him on Sunday. He asks how he can tell 16 million supporters that his resignation will be for the good of the country. The three main opposition parties, which boycotted the elections, Tuesday announced a common response to the Prime Minister's remarks. Ongart Klampaiboon, the spokesman for the Democrat Party, said the parties agreed that if Mr. Thaksin resigned, they would rejoin the political process.
We accept the offer of the Prime Minister that we rejoin election after political reforms and Prime Minister will resign.
Civic leaders who have organized mass demonstrations over the past several months said they would end their rallies as soon as Mr. Thaksin announced his resignation. However, they said protests would resume Friday if he does not step down. Voters in northern Thailand overwhelmingly endorsed Mr. Thaksin's party, but a majority of voters in Bangkok and southern Thailand cast abstention votes to protest his government, which critics accuse of corruption and abuse of power. Because of the boycott, the Prime Minister's party ran unopposed in two-thirds of the districts. Even so, however, its candidates in 38 districts did not receive the minimum 20% of the eligible vote needed to win. As a result, these districts will require by-elections, which could delay the opening of parliament and the formation of a new government. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.